For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Knicks have only four regular season games remaining, and each and every single one of these games matter, because the Knicks are still fighting to solidify their spot for the playoffs. And we know Tom Thibodeau-led teams. Come the postseason, his rotations are going to shorten and some players are just not going to be involved. And according to recent reports from an NBA insider, he notes that the New York Knicks are likely going to hold back two players from that playoff rotation. We're going to break down who those players are and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks playoff rotation is changing. And honestly, we all knew it would. With Tom Thibodeau, he loves success, but he also loves to have a fully healthy roster. He likes to know who he has available and who's not going to be available at all. And recently, we learned all of that information. So it does make sense that Tom Thibodeau is going to likely start changing things up and you're going to start to see a more playoff rotation. That means less players involved in the rotation and a lot more minutes for the players who are in the rotation. So that begs the question, out of all the players on the New York Knicks roster right now, what player or players would likely be left out of the rotation? Unfortunately for the Knicks, it's those same two players that you ended up trading for earlier this season, in Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks. Let's take a look at what NBA insider Steph Bondi with the New York Post had to say about the New York Knicks and their playoff rotation moving forward. This is the headline from Steph Bondi regarding the article he wrote about this. Bojan Bogdanovic, Alec Burks, not a lock to be in the Knicks playoff rotation. It's not hard to understand why they wouldn't be a lock, because if you look at their numbers, or you just use the eye test when they're on the floor, they're not that effective for the New York Knicks. We expected so much more. I don't know about you guys, but I expected way more from Burks and a ton more from Bojan Bogdanovic. Unfortunately, neither of them have given us the performances that we all have hoped for. According to Bondi, creeping up on the two-month anniversary of the Knicks' deadline deal with the Pistons, Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks continue to ride the struggle bus, and it leaves questions about their future and the potential playoff rotation. Burks, 32, already has his role greatly diminished after returning from a shoulder sprain, averaging just 8 minutes in the past four games. Burks became the 10th man in the rotation Friday with the return of OG Anunoby, and coach Tom Thibodeau isn't going to give 10 players legitimate minutes in the postseason. Last year, for instance, Thibodeau's rotation was mostly cut to 8. Bondi continues, Burks, a shoot-first offensive player, has a field goal percentage of just 30.8% with the Knicks this season. The 34-year-old Bojan Bogdanovic has a minus 9.4 net rating and is second worst on the Knicks next to Burks. This was not the way this story was supposed to go. The Knicks were supposed to trade for Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks, solve their shooting concerns, have more shooters on the roster, and those guys were supposed to perform at a high level. Alec Burks has been one of the worst players on this Knicks team since that trade. Ineffective, inefficient, forcing contact, forcing the action, forcing shots, not passing the ball, thinking he's playing for Detroit when he's actually playing for a legit contender in the Knicks. He is just not playing the style of basketball that's conducive to winning. And Tom Thibodeau notices that. Tom Thibodeau is a fan of Alec Burks, if we've forgotten. Before, when Alec Burks was part of this Knicks team in his last stint, he was getting played heavy minutes, was playing point guard, and Tom Thibodeau had a lot of trust in him. He could do anything he wanted, and likely Tom Thibodeau would never pull him. But now, with this new current Knicks team, times are obviously different. Alec Burks doesn't have the green light anymore. And if he thinks he does, and he continues to shoot and miss shots, he is going to get pulled so fast. And that's exactly what's been happening. And who is he being pulled for? Miles McBride. Before the trade went down, McBride had a very good role on this team. He was coming off the bench, and he was scoring when we needed him to. Then the trade happened, his game fell off, and then unfortunately, so did Alec Burks. But then, slowly and surely, while Burks was not doing the things he needed to do, Miles McBride started to overcome his difficulties and started to be the player we saw before the trade happened. And because of that, he's earned his playing time back. He's beating out Burks for those minutes. So in the postseason, come this playoffs, I expect Miles McBride to get a ton of minutes and for Burks to get limited minutes, if any at all. I wish I could say that Bojan
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Donovic is doing so much better for the New York Knicks and is having a spark for us. I wish I could say that. But unfortunately, all I can say is he's not as bad as Alec Burks, but he's second worst to Alec Burks. If Burks is the worst, then Bojan Bogdanovic is right after him. He has not had the impact that I was hoping and praying he would. We needed that offensive firepower. We needed him from three. We needed him to shoot lights out. He is not doing any of that. If anything, in my opinion, at times, Miles McBride looks better and shoots better from three than Bojan does. And I know he's a veteran. He's used to starting. He's not used to coming off of the bench. I get all of that. But he has to get used to it because the main reason that trade mattered was because they got Bojan without having to give up a first-round pick. That's why it was a win. But looking at the trade now, it looks like the Pistons lost and the Knicks lost. We're not getting anything that we expected out of Burks or Bojan. What was the point of the trade if this was the result? This is not what we expected when we made the trade for Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks, but especially for Bojan. He has been the biggest disappointment, in my opinion, because we had the highest hopes for him. He was supposed to do a lot more for us. He's just not doing anything. Almost completely ineffective. He doesn't do a lot on defense. And when he is supposed to shoot, the one main thing he's supposed to do well, he's just not shooting it well for the Knicks. And I'm not sure why. I don't know what the Knicks have to do to get him going and get that rhythm going. Now, I know over the last few games, he's looked a little better. He's been hitting a couple of more shots. But that doesn't really help the Knicks. We need him to be consistent. If he's not consistently good for the Knicks, it's not going to help us. Because being good without consistency means that we cannot rely on you. And if we can't rely on you, you're likely not going to get minutes in the postseason. And there's another reason to believe that Bojan will likely get a reduced role or no role come this postseason. It's because of OG Anunoby. Shout out to the New York Post Steph Bondi for mentioning the following. If Anunoby is healthy and gets off his minutes restriction, he acknowledged he was on one before logging 29 minutes on Friday. It's possible Bogdanovic is out of the rotation altogether. When asked why it's been such a struggle for the two players, Tom Thibodeau didn't even have an answer. Not only are you losing minutes to other players on this roster, players you shouldn't lose minutes to, but now you have the head coach in Tom Thibodeau who's not able to give an answer on why Bojan and Burks is not working for this current Knicks team. What's going on? What's wrong with them? What are they dealing with? I don't know. Nobody has a clue. But what we do know is if this continues, which it looks like it is, they're not going to be playing in the postseason. Not during the time that matters. If the Knicks are blowing out teams in the postseason and then we're playing garbage time, maybe you'll see an appearance. But if that's not the case, and the Knicks are playing these games, and it's a close game, Tom Thibodeau is not going to alter his rotation. He's not going to adjust it. He's likely going to have 8 players that are playing the most minutes. Maybe you'll see a 9th or 10th player get some additional minutes if a certain circumstance comes up. Maybe they're playing garbage time because the Knicks are blowing out a team. Maybe a player goes down with an injury or they're sick. Whatever the case may be, a reason does exist to why other players may get additional minutes. But the 8 core players for Tom Thibodeau for the playoffs are likely going to be Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Isaiah Hartenstein, Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart, Precious Achiuwa, Miles McBride, and of course, OG Anunoby. Those 8 players are likely going to get the bulk of the minutes. Everybody else, they'll get some minutes based on the situation, and that's it. And as of right now, situational is probably what we're going to have to tag Bojan and Burks with, because headed into the postseason, that's likely the only minutes they're going to see, situational minutes. Other than that, the core 8 players that I named are going to see the most of the minutes, and hopefully that's the recipe for success come the postseason, because we need to make a deep postseason run. We have to. We owe it to this team. We owe it to all the New York Knicks fans, but we also owe it to 30. We owe it to Julius Randle. He helped this Knicks team get to this point. He's not able to finish the season for us, not able to enjoy the postseason with us. So for us as a squad, we have to do it for Julius, we have to win for Randle, and we have to go as far as we can for the New York Knicks. The road ahead is difficult. The Knicks are going to need to do everything in their power to try to win these next few games and solidify that playoff rotation. I wish the rotation could be expanded a little bit more, maybe 9 to 10 players. I think that's better for everybody involved. But knowing Coach Tom Thibodeau, especially what he did in the postseason last year, and according to Bondi here, Thibodeau's rotation was mostly cut to 8 last year. So I anticipate that his rotation is going to be cut again to 8 this year. I don't want that to be the case, but I do think it will be. But what about you guys? What do you think about the New York Knicks and their adjustments to the lineup come the postseason? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.